welcome back, and we have Pamela here from Lumen Photon. Pamela, we have added a lot of new sizes of the Lumen over the last few months. Can you tell us about the advances? The last few years, we've increased the power of the LEDs. We've added many new sizes, kept the prices in a very reasonable range. They're all based on what's called the research by Dr. Nogier, who is not only a medical intuitive, but actually validated that the treatment frequencies are the frequencies of the different cell lines that form your internal organs, your endocrine organs, your heart, your skin and brain. And we can dial skin and brain to frequency 3, internal organs to frequency 4, endocrine glands to 5, and then anti-inflammatory 6 and 7. So it's kind of amazing, isn't it, that, and of course the frequency NICO is designed for cavitations and periodontal disease and for bone regeneration. So it's kind of keeps it simple. The Nogier frequency is based on the idea like a frequency-modulated television station, that each of your tissues is what's called a resonant harmonic capacitor. So we're able to pump in energy to try to stimulate healing. In fact, you can use a Lumen Photon on what we call the zombie fat, turning it on to frequency 3, and it'll help to stimulate your body to take fat tissue that's basically metabolically inactive and turned off, where fat accumulates and help to burn it off. You can use it for your eyes, for healing the eyes. You can use it for joints, for turning off joint problems. You can use it over osteoporotic bone areas. You can use it over ligaments that are inflamed or you want to stimulate tissue regeneration. So it's really an amazing technology, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, we've been doing it for 16 years, and it still amazes us. It is so broadly useful for healing that I think people, once they get started with it, realize that most people will come with something, an issue that they haven't had good success in handling in a traditional way, is how they find the therapy in the first place, and then begin to realize how many different ways it can support healing in their tissue and in their cells and organs. And it is really amazing. It's fast. It's safe.
Well, I got something funny to tell you that I think you might get a laugh here.
Okay.
I did research back in 1987 on surface EMG, and in the 90s I worked with Dr. Hedgecock, who was the Dean of Chiropractic at the Pasadena College of Chiropractic and did his PhD in neurophysiology at the University of California, Irvine. And in 97, he got FDA approved his Axon 2 nerve scanner, and between 97 and 2000, I added surface electromyography, which made it totally objective. It's the first and only objective nerve mapping for A-delta and C-fibers for pain in the world. No other inventor has ever developed anything like this. Now, what happens is, and this is kind of funny, my son, youngest son, who's studying engineering at the University of Arizona and learning coding, he's pretty smart, and he's also pretty funny. So he pulled up a video on the weekend on YouTube about a chiropractor that was using power tools to do manipulations. And he was using a jigsaw with a little plunger on the end to go boom, 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 and he was using also a sander. And I thought, you know, first thing you want to do is you want to make the nerves start to behave themselves, and then the fascia and the muscles start to fire normally, so the torsional vectors of forces around the joints to pop them out over and over again and get better. So, for example, if most people that are getting, say, manipulations or massages were using Lumen Photon, their adjustments would last longer, they'd heal quicker, and they wouldn't get, they wouldn't have to have so many traumatic adjustments, because if you do, you get, we call it chiropractic spine, where you get a strong chiropractor, and eventually he starts to stretch the ligaments, trying to pop it back as the muscle forces are popping into the wrong direction. Whether it's a subluxed rib head that causes intercostal pain, or subluxed vertebrae in your neck that causes headache pain, or throws off your TMJ joint. Usually you get an lanoaxial subluxation on, say, the right side and the left TMJ, and then you end up with bite problems and tooth problems, etc., and everything else. So I tell people, the nerves rule the muscles, and the muscles rule the bone. And guess what rules the nerves? Biophotons. And one of the best ways to give biophotons is light. The nice thing about light is you're not putting microcurrent. You're not going to have to fiddle and do all kinds of fancy stuff to figure out what to do. You just go, oh, okay, that's my liver I want to detox. Or this is my spine, I'm going to put it on ECO. Or want to turn off inflammation, put it on setting 6 or 7. You have a choice, 15 minutes or 30 minutes. One of the things that I'm sure convinced you guys is that you had a veterinary practice. You had birds, horses, dogs, cats, and if you leave your machine on and go to the bathroom, you come back and your pet's taking over your machine.
Right.
Ron mentioned that before, so tell some of those kind of stories, because I think it's pretty funny that when you make pets better, there's no scam involved. You're not like trying to convince
them, because
you're
a good
salesperson. Yeah.
originally when we would use, we first encountered it with horses, and when it's amazing, you can put the lights on the on a horse, and within seconds they will drop their neck, their head and neck forward, which is a sign of relaxation. A horse that's in pain or distress will not do that, but if you use the lights, it's within seconds that they respond to it. And
right.
it's truly amazing. Our lights typically at home often are on. You know, you get up and walk away for
right.
some reason, and we have cats and dogs, and they will avail themselves of the lights often. We have treated birds. We picked up an owl one time that was stunned in the road, and we weren't sure what was wrong, and so we brought it home to try to take it to the Raptor Center. And meanwhile, Ron held it, and you know, and we held the lights over the owl, and the owl recovered, and we were able to release it.
Wow.
It was,
should
it
have
was
put that up on a video.
We should just have YouTube of some of these
amazing.
Really
yeah. So before you go to the chiropractor that has power tools, get a Lewin. How's that?
That sounds yeah. great.
I remember watching this yesterday with my son, and I thought, this is too funny. And of course, he did a manipulation. I always tell people too, use your prep the tissues first. Take our new supplements to cool off the inflammation, stimulate healing, etc. Do a deep tissue massage, and use your Lumen Photon, and then let the chiropractor or osteopath mess around with your bones, because it may
right.
be fused or stuck in position because there's actually periarticular shortening of ligaments and capsules, and everything's kind of out of balance and been fusing down because of interfascial adhesions. And
right,
use
it
like,
does cascade.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's a cascade, but the thing is, as I say, you know, the nerves rule the muscles, but guess what rules the nerves? Biophotons, and that's where Lumen comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Now, what I'm doing is this December is I'm preparing a lecture called The Song of DNA, and it's a pretty comprehensive presentation. I started doing research in 1980 with a PhD in electrical engineer, and I was one of the doctors taking care of many of the members of the Calgary Flames hockey team because I was working on computer software with him, was a part owner of the Calgary Flames. And he decided to, because he's wealthy, to bring over some technology from Europe for me to do my pain research. And I wasn't charging anybody. I was doing it all free. But what we discovered, I used a microcurrent device, microcurrent tens, along with these big drums you can put around people with different waveforms and so on. And I also eventually made what's called a black box to figure out what frequencies and phase and so on would affect it. And I built a machine called a DynaTens, which I have patents on. Now, I didn't manufacture it because I wanted to do further research to perfect the machine before I finally launch it, which I'm going to probably in the next year or two launch several different technologies. Some of them are not mine. There are other ones. But Lumen Photon is one that is pretty amazing. It's so simple. It's like, okay, you get a sore shoulder, let's say a shoulder capsulitis. And most people aren't aware that when you get a sore shoulder, it means it's a tensor joint. There's force vectors in six directions pulling it. And if you don't fix it, if the shoulder's painful, it means it's jamming up somewhere in the shoulder capsule, the acromion or whatever, and eventually it's going to fray or actually rupture.
Right.
And what's interesting, they did a study on NFL and NBA players, and they found 78% had actually shoulder tears that would be on an MRI arthrogram and require surgery. Now, I'm not against surgery. I'm a functional medicine doc. I've done every kind of surgery, including orthopedics and plastics, abdominal surgery, etc. But it has to be appropriate, and it has to be, you know, urgent because you didn't follow our advice, and then you're screwed up, and we got to fix it because you ruptured things, or you got a diverticulosis, or we got to debulk a tumor. Now, with shoulders, though, here's the problem. If you can stimulate healing, if you can get the blood flow in there, if you can give our, say, Mountain Red Velvet, Collagen Max, tendon bender joint performance, you can take our anti-inflammatory, Cell Defense Plus and Inflamax, which is a Wobenzyme N formula and serapeptase to break up adhesions, your shoulder is going to regenerate. And it's going to regenerate a lot faster if you use Lumen Photon, if you take our supplements, and then maybe if you add mild hyperbaric oxygen. And,
right.
And when you use a combination, as they call the power ones, oxygen, Nutrimeds, energetic, or scalar biophoton technology, which I call E, and S for anything that supports stem cells, like our Myco-D2, things like our Microdose, which is growth hormone, Mountain Red Velvet, Anti-Age Max, that lengthens the telomeres. And in my lecture, which I'm going to prepare, what happens is the genes, the telomeres actually broadcast biophotons. And those broadcast biophotons affect ion channels that regulate your mineral content in the tissue and regulate the induction or turning on and off of genes by changing the protein conformations. We now know, in fact, all the steps in terms of the quantum physics of what how life works and how your body can even code for new DNA code. There's actually parts of your DNA that are like a little code writer, depending on the environment, can actually make new DNA code. Isn't that cool?
It is amazing, and it's wonderful because it's such a huge frontier. So many people who have suffered are going to be able to...
Yeah, what I call it epigenetic therapy. What you're doing with Lumen is what I call epigenetic therapy. So the power ones, oxygen, NutriMeds, energetic technology, biophotons, and there's lots of different devices. We have the micropulse, which is the smallest little magnetic field. I can still obtain it, but it's a big PMF. It's 20 million microtesla. But it's just a jam. I call it a big magnetic eraser. It doesn't write new frequencies that tell you how to be healthy. It just wipes out anything there. So your body tries to reestablish the frequency pattern. Now, what the Lumen does is a little different. It actually dials into that tissue to say, here's the energy you need. So the tissue, what happens in the tissue is the ATP and NADH and electron density in the cytochrome increases. The pH becomes alkaline. Ron mentioned this about a study they did where if you put it over the kidneys, the... levels of PI-1, plasminogen activator inhibitor 1, or C-reactive protein, normalize, which means...
Right, yes.
It means that if you put them over the kidney is the primary thing that drives hypertension. And it also resets your autonomic nervous system. So if your kidney is not being taken care of properly, you're going to get hypertensive. So kidney disease or kidney malfunction is the primary cause of hypertension. And when you put the Lumen photon over your kidneys... If your C-reactive protein drops and your PI-1 and your oxidative stress markers drop, guess what? You're going to have less likelihood of a dissecting aneurysm, a vascular spasm, of hypoperfusion because your vessels are not able to pump properly, and the overproduction of angiotensin-converting enzymes is not going to drive you into a hypertensive crisis. So it's kind of neat that it has so many effects. Now, even stem cells, if you're raising the oxidation level of the tissue, they're called the redox, and you raise the oxygen concentration because your perfusion and the oxygen increases dramatically when you put Lumen over a tissue. Let's say you've got hepatitis C, and you slap the Lumen pad over someone's liver, and we're giving our antipathogenics to get rid of the DNA copies in their blood, and we're giving nutraceuticals to help the liver rebuild itself in stem cells. It's amazing. The combination of the energetic technology with Lumen, with the other things that we provide, you start to heal. We can even give you peptides, which may mean you can avoid even a stem cell transplant. We just give you the peptides from the Russian Academy of Sciences, Dr. Kavinson, and the European Academy of Anti-Aging. These are nutrapharmaceuticals. They're not vitamins that come from a plant or anything. They're actually biomolecules that actually modulate your DNA. So, but the thing, the driving frequency and energy behind that is Lumen. And of all the devices that I've seen... I particularly like light machines. The Lumen Photon is the best one I've seen. It's the simplest and the most affordable because the pad sizes determine whether you're going to put it over your neck or your eyes or over the whole spine if your spine is all messed up, or wrap it around a knee joint with, say, a Velcro strap and just dial it. And the thing is, it's small enough, it can be run in a battery pack. Now, do you have any ones you recommend for battery packs that might work with it, or... You just, because I have all kinds of, I'm a techie, so I've got, in my studio here, I get every kind of battery pack you can imagine, small ones, big ones, ones that you can plug into your car. This system doesn't take a lot of power, so it's pretty easy for you to treat yourself while you're on the fly in an airplane or a car, or if you're just even hiking, you can literally have it on a body part, and it's not hot. You're not going to get hot with it. It's not a heating pad. It's a light pad. People often have to make a mistake in that, don't they?
Yes, they do. They do. I guess we were taught originally to call it a thermal-like effect. The lights themselves don't actually produce heat. There is some heat from the electricity, but it, which generates somewhat of a warming sensation.
Yeah. The fancy electrical term for what you're doing, every tissue and every living thing is what's called a frequency-dependent harmonic capacitor, which means when you read the right resonant frequency, it builds up energy and builds up electron density in the tissue, and it sends signal to turn on and off genes. And in other words, everything in the body, whether it's wellness or disease, is an abnormal circuit. Now, I started doing research on this 36 years ago, and I actually, 20 years ago, got a Keithley Enterprises microcurrent device used for testing microcircuits in computer labs or microcircuit manufacturers. It was classified until I got my access on it 20 years ago. And you could actually go along different acupuncture points in the body and look at a spectral analysis of picovolts and microamps. So when people say, and by the way, this research was parallel with work done by a scientist in Germany about the same time, around 20 years ago. But what I discovered is I can actually map out if somebody had rheumatoid arthritis in their right knee and their left knee was fine. And you just figure, well, if there's an antibody in a T lymphocyte, why doesn't it attack every tissue uniformly?
Right, right.
And the reason why is because the electrical circuits are permissive whether you have cancer or not. So I was able to map out, and this is really interesting, if someone had cancer, I could map out with my point finder where their secondary metastases were before I sent them for a spiral thin section coronal CT scan or a PET scan, positron emission tomography scan for their tumors, to see if a lesion on the CT was hot on the PET. And people say, how do you do that? I said, because cancer is a circuit. You're kidding. That's why electro acupuncture works. Even people say, that makes sense, but like, how do you think of that? I said, because I think out of the box. I'm a box agnostic. I'm a believing Christian, probably more like a cosmic Christian, because I have a little bit different view than I believe that we, by the way, I like the idea that Trump said in his speech, he's going to get rid of the 501c3 churches. We need to get rid of the 501c3 doctors, too, that are afraid to advance things, because I've talked to many doctors. They literally consult me almost every day all over the world, and they don't want to submit to their own colleagues, because they know that their colleagues will screw them up with toxic polypharmacy or unnecessary surgery. If you want to regenerate a joint, the first thing you think of is, how badly damaged it is. I had a gentleman a few months ago call me, and he said, my doctor's recommending my orthopedic surgeon a knee replacement. I said, really? I said, what tests did they do? Because I'm a medical legal expert in every specialty, and I have three cases right now cooking. And you do not want me in court on the other side of you, because if I'm on the other side, it's like being thrown into the game reserve, and I'm a wild animal, hasn't had my morning meal. It's very unpleasant. And, of course, I can fire questions faster than you can think. I'll make your head spin. So I asked the question to this gentleman. I said, did you do a MRI arthrogram of your knee joint and your retropatellar space? No. Did they scope your knee to see what was going on in terms of the fibrillation of the cartilage and calcification and eburnation or grinding down of the cartilage? No. I said, well, you get those done and get back to me. He did it. He said, oh, my gosh. He said, the MRI arthrogram showed my knee joint was fine, but my retropatellar behind my kneecap was kind of screwed up. So go get it scoped. He scoped it. So I want you to tell the orthopedic surgeon to just clean it up and put Hylan, which is a 3 million molecular weight polymer. Now, what I wanted him to do is to take our supplements and get Lumen. Now, the man is not going to ever need a knee surgery. His knee is absolutely pristine. His kneecap, I told him, I said, make the orthopedic surgeon reattach the ligaments to change the tracking of your patella on your femoral condyles. Clean up the garbage, deburr the area, and put Hylan so you have a molecular weight polymer so you don't have cartilage grinding against cartilage and fibrillating and then calcifying. And then take all our supplements and then slap the Lumen pad on. The man is happier than you can imagine.
Oh, I bet.
Now, 5 or 6 years ago, I reviewed the statistics from the Health and Human Services, and there were over 50,000 serious or life-threatening complications due to knee replacements just in people with Medicare. In America. Now, you can imagine that if I get tired of doing radio and television, because I have multiple skill sets, just how easy it would be to slide in and start slapping lawsuits on doctors and hospital corporations and medical organizations and surgical organizations. It's not that doctors don't do good stuff. They just need to be properly policed with logic and common sense and put the patient first rather than the dollar.
That makes perfect sense.
But Lumen pads, we're going to save you from a lot of things. You want to put it over your chest after you take inhalation with Silver 100 and cell detox glutathione with an Omron or Sinupulse Elite. Put the Lumen pad on your chest. Turn off the inflammation of your lungs. If you've got carpal tunnel syndrome, put it on sitting number 6 and 7, reducing a carpal ligament inflammation along with our tendon mender and joint performance of mountain red velvet. As I say, it works fantastic with our nutraceuticals, so get one today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Question by Raymond, who wanted to know about silver. Well, firstly, silver is a noble metal. It's naturally present in soil, but it's destroyed by fluoridation of soil. It binds it. And silver is necessary to maintain the health of soil. It keeps down the agrobacterium and other organisms that are nasty. And silver, by the way, has to be in the ionic state. And it's only lethal to pathogens in the ionic state, which is a very tiny portion if you have either hydrosol, colloidal silver, or so-called nanoparticle. In other words, only maybe 0.001% is actually active. The problem is also when it turns ionic, if it doesn't have a citrate complex, It binds to proteins and to halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide, very quickly and becomes inactive, so it doesn't cross the tissue planes to get to the target organs. Now, our Silver 100 is only little 2-ounce bottles. You don't need gallon jugs because it's so darn powerful, hundreds of times more powerful than any other silver, and it won't cause each area. It won't cause you to get tinted gray or blue. We call it Blue Man Syndrome, like in Las Vegas, where they have the Blue Man team doing all the kind of fancy acrobatics and music. If you've ever seen it, it's pretty cool. But you don't want to become Blue Man. Silver also has an interesting effect. We use it in silver sulfidiazine for over 100 years in the burn units because it stimulates stem cells. So it not only kills off pathogens by itself, it boosts your own natural ability to create singlet superoxide anion radical to kill pathogens, and it's an extremely powerful stimulant for stem cells to actually differentiate. So I tell people, going head to toe, if you've got Gastinia capitis, spray it on your scalp and rub it in. It's not going to stain it. Put it in your eye, 2 drops, 4 times a day if you have chronic blepharitis, or if you've got an eye condition like glaucoma. And it turns out that all diabetics and all people with glaucoma have mycoplasma hominis or some other variation of mycoplasma in their tissues, including in their canals of Schlemm and the ciliary processes in the side of the limbus of their iris. That's a colored portion where the fluid circulates between the anterior portion of the eye and the posterior portion because they have what's called open-angle glaucoma, not closed-angle, which is an anatomic problem that causes intraocular hypertension and can cause damage to the back of the eye. Now, if you're trying to get rid of these pathogens, whether it's sinus infection, we have the vertical nasal spray, we have the regular spray for inhalation therapy, we have, of course, the dropper for your ears for external otitis, and I can tell you, there's nothing like this stuff. It's really, really amazing. We have our 3 major antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, the most powerful, Allicin Med, Alamax, and then, of course, Silver 100. The nice thing about it, the Silver 100, though, is completely non-irritating. You can't use, you know, Neutrodyne directly in your ear unless you dilute it. You can use the Neutrodyne in the Sinupulse, but you can also use it, the Neutrodyne, as the Silver 100, to brush your teeth to get rid of nanobacteria. So that's really new and neat. So you want to use only our Silver 100 that we have made for us. Don't try to make your own silver with little rods and electricity. And don't buy gallon jugs of any other silver. It's garbage. We have the only one in the world that is made this way, period. So the rule of the thumb is I'm here to help you. Please don't second guess. You're going to waste your time and probably put yourself in danger and waste money. We have a question regarding herpes virus 2, maintenance and remission. We come back and we're going to talk about that, and your questions on health issues are welcome. 800-313-9443. And Jonathan Gray will be back on Wednesday, as well as Harley Schlanger from Austria. Lots of new things after the big bounce for Donald Trump after the convention. He's leading again now. And we're going to see the melting of the Wicked Witch of the West.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor Dry Storage Box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to FoodForLiberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor Dry Storage Box, use promo code Liberty. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to FoodForLiberty.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome, callers. If you have a regenerative problem, you know, 90% of illness is just aging. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So whether it's a joint degeneration or, collapsing disc or interfascial adhesions grabbing your sciatic nerve or osteoarthritic degeneration of your hips or loss of mitochondria and contractility of your heart or blood vessels or hardening of your arteries, which you can see in a high-speed CT scan or look at your aorta or your blood vessels, which is far more accurate than actually looking at even a stress test EKG or a pharmacological stress test where we don't have you run, we make your heart run because we give you a drug to make your heart go bump, 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 bump. My lecture on epigenetics is coming along very nicely. Now, the first draft and video I put out about a week and a half ago, and it's called The Song of DNA, and I've been making huge leaps in my progress in my research. I just got my latest version of the Metapathium machine fully operational, and I'll explain how this ties into Mountain Red Velvet. It's, again, the power of ones. Oxygen, you got to get it into the tissues, which is why fitness is so important. I call vitamin E for exercise. It perfuses tissues. It also, mild hyperbaric oxygen bumps it up some more, and you can add ozone because of Henry's Law, it dissolves it. Then you need the right nutrimeds, and that includes, by the way, the Mountain Red Velvet, because it has 396 biomolecules and 6 hormones. which your body can't get in food, or you can't make yourself. So in other words, because you're not a fetus, you can't do it. Now, why is that important? Well, no one's older than a 7-year-old. That's pretty weird, but true. You have a few old neurons and lots of memories. But the you of 7 years ago is not the you of today. It's you're completely rebuilt. Now, you may not rebuild, and it's like taking a photocopier. If you put bad toner in, your photocopy is going to get fuzzier and fuzzier, and it's not going to look so good. So you're going to get wrinkly, bent over, skin's going to look droopy, you're going to get fat, or you're going to get too skinny, or your muscle mass is going to decrease, or your bones are going to get weaker, or your brain's going to get duller, and you're going to get cataracts and all that stuff. So basically, if you have the right toner, Mountain Red Velvet, you're going to photocopy yourself into the future, because every time when you go to sleep, it's interesting, you start to clone yourself every 180 minutes. Isn't that interesting? And it's controlled in a part of the brain called the pineal gland that sets up a series of two things. Firstly, release of master hormones in your pituitary gland, like melanocyte-stimulating hormone, growth hormone, all these other hormones that go on, thyroid-stimulating hormone. But it also sets up what's called a series of biophotons to release from the brain. The brain actually is a biophoton generator that actually tells your DNA. Now, when that signal comes down, if the building blocks are there, it's almost like you go to a construction site and the contractor says, I've been waiting all morning for XYZ materials. And then the truck just comes around the corner and goes, beep, beep, and he's going to pull into the construction yard. That's Mountain Red Velvet. Now, if Mountain Red Velvet arrives in the construction yard and the engineers and the architects are all there and the plans are rolled out on the table, say, oh my gosh, we got everything we need. And they have to have the workers in a specific sequence, because if they don't, the building's not going to be built. You've got to put the structural steel and then you've got to put the rigging and all the other stuff first, so people don't fall 60 floors or whatever to the ground, or that everything's ready so when you go to hang the glass, everything else is up beforehand. Well, the same thing goes with your body. If you have the power ones, oxygen, nutrimeds, then energetic technology and biophotons and stem cells, which are in your body, they're in your fat tissues, your bone marrow, and your body will respond by amplifying those stem cells and steering them off the microcirculation toward the target organs, right?
Yes.
But you have to have the building blocks. And now there's 8 classes of molecules in Mountain Red Velvet. And I don't want to get too complicated, because even when I get to PhDs, I go, my God, Deagle, information overload is like a power hose. I'm driving a power hose down their brain, and they say, damn it, Deagle, stop it. I'm not doing this. I'm going to try to make it a little funny here. So without going through all the classes, firstly, you have classes of building blocks to help to build you. You have what's called transducer molecules. These actually stick in the little membranes of your cells, and they translate biophotons to do a second messenger inside the cell. Then you got messengers that go inside the cell and act as DNA modulators. These are peptides and proteins that actually turn on and off genes.
Yes.
And then you got hormones that actually will turn on major processes to create messenger RNA and master hormones. There are 6 hormones. IGF-1 is one of them. That's why when you're trying to lose weight, 2 of the most essential things you need for losing weight to lower the effect of the ratio of insulin to insulin-like growth factor is Mountain Red Velvet and microdose. Because the primary reason why people are fat is not because they had too little or too much calories or they didn't exercise. Exercise is a metabolic stimulant, but we can give you metabolic stimulant things. In fact, I talked to one doctor 25, 30 years ago, and he was working at McGill University, and he actually found a stimulant that could make anybody slim in like 30 days. But it had terrible side effects, which means liver failure, right?
Yeah.
But what it does, but we have other ways of doing it that will stimulate your metabolic rate that won't screw you up. The key issue is that if you're going to build a healthy body, whether it's healthy bones, healthy skin, so you're 75 and you don't bump the door jamb and your skin tears, or your hair all falls out, or your teeth are rattling around your mouth, and they're talking about implants because your teeth are not there. And problem is, if you don't even have good membranous bone, they can't even put the implants in.
Mm.
Mountain Red Velvet supplies the building blocks and the modulators and the hormones and the DNA modulators and everything, all these little molecular classes. So it literally is the erector set to rebuild you.
And I think that's what we hear when people start to take it, Dr. Bill, is that they say, oh, gosh, I feel better in myself. Oh, I've got more energy. Oh, I'm going for a walk. So therefore, I'm starting to lose weight, or therefore, I've got the ability to move. And so it's a whole effect. It's not just targeting one piece of the body or masking pain.
Right.
It is a healing product that changes people's whole well-being.
Right. Yeah, and the important thing that people should start to realize is when we look at healing and the body, a lot of people, for example, if they go to conventional doctors and say, oh, you've got arthritis, we better slap you on an anti-inflammatory. Well, if you take a non-steroidal, it interferes with collagen generation, it interferes with protective prostaglandins, so you can get a stomach ulcer, and some of these will actually cause calcification of your arteries and precipitate heart attack or stroke. Now, you don't need to do that, but if you take non-red velvet, when the joint gets less painful, it's because the inflammation in the joint's gone away, and the joint now is creating a hydroviscous polymer of hyaluronic acid, so you've got a hydroviscous layer in there. The ligaments are getting stronger. The connective tissues are getting stronger. The effect on tenocytes, for example, is improved with the mountain red velvet and, say, tendon mender to actually make them lay down and behave more normal, like a more normal tendon. And the cytokine levels in your joints improve. So when you're taking mountain red velvet, you're actually modulating the underlying healing process and the regeneration of tissue. You're not spraying the flashing light in the dashboard of your body. You know, you got a little spray can. Oh, I'm Dr. Spray Can, by the way. He's got on the back of his script pad a little spray can. And he said, I'm going to give you 3 drugs to spray away your symptoms. Now, if you have complications, that's because even though you took the drugs, the disease continued to progress.
Yes.
So, you know, I talk to people, for example, and they have a knee that's a little bit bunged up, but they take non-steroidals and they're playing golf 2 days a week, you know, full afternoons. And then they wonder after 5 years why the doctor says, you know what, your knees are done, man. We need to do a bilateral knee replacement. The reason why they need bilateral knee replacement is the non-steroidal actually dried out the joints. So now they got eburnation, bone-on-bone, fibrillation, cartilage, gone, period, capsular joints, and tissues all degenerated. It's a hell of a mess.
Mm.
But if you take mountain red velvet, it's the opposite.
Exactly.
You got viscous joints, rebuild cartilage tissues, rebuild the cartilage, and all you have to do is a little rim of cartilage and a hydroviscous layer and good strong ligaments, and those knees are going to be good right to your, you know, 110.
And this is what we hear from people who have suffered an injury for a long time, like an elbow or a shoulder or a knee, and they're like, oh, but I've had this injury for years. There's nothing that can be done about this. And then they take mountain red and they get this relief from the pain that they've had in an injury that's been around a really long time.
Right, and I use a combination of things. I call it the power ones. Because I think it's there's not a magic bullet, but there's a magic orchestra. But one of the big instruments in that magic orchestra is mountain red velvet.
Exactly.
Because it has 396 biomolecules and 6 growth factors. Now, what I'm trying to do is a couple things to advance it further. I want to get it so it's in a capsule to bring it down to pH of 2 so it'll get to the terminal ileum where it's turned into micelle. So it'll deliver to the tissues, and some of the molecules are very fragile. So the pepsin and acid in the stomach and the succus entericus from the pancreatic ampulovater and the digestive enzymes don't destroy all these fragile molecules. And number 2, I want to make a surgical version. So let's say somebody is in a trauma unit, we're in a mass unit, and they're just get exposed to a major traumatic accident where they were blown up and thrown 50 feet and smashed against a building with a percussion bomb, or they ended up with a major burn. So what we do is we set them up with an IV of mountain red velvet, only it's now a nanoparticle size, and it's kind of blasting through all their tissues, directly in their bloodstream. Or we put in sheets or granules of it directly implanted along the sites of areas where we just sewed things up. So, you know, for example, most people don't realize if you sew up a ligament, how long does it take for the average adult to develop 50% strength in their ligaments? Let's say ACL, PCL in their knee. It's 18 months. Imagine if you could narrow that down to 3 months for an athlete or a person to say, hey, if you do XYZ, by the way, you're going to blow that joint. If you get a repeat injury like Gronkowski of the New England Patriots, this guy is a beast. I mean, he's got muscles too strong for his ligaments. And he didn't realize he needed proprioceptive training, and he needed mountain red velvet. Now, mountain red velvet's not cheating. It's just building the tensile strength of his ligaments and joints to withstand the massive power of this monster in terms of his muscle strength.
It And the other thing that we're having down here in New Zealand at the moment is we're having the changes of our seasons. And so we're making sure that that people, especially our staff, are well stocked with Mountain Red Deer Velvet, because all of the micro ingredients, like you say, it's packed with zinc. And at this time of year, that's really important. And you
cannot get... system too. And everything, by the way, it's not just going to rebuild you. It's going to rebuild your immune system to fight cancer, to fight the flu, fight all the plagues. It won't let you fight the politicians, but it'll make you have more sense to catch them earlier.
Well, that's it. And it's and the body's fighting with itself in terms of it's cooler outside and inside with the heat, and then you're changing all the different temperatures. So it's difficult for the body to regulate all of that. But if you've got a great immune system and you've got the building blocks on board, as you say, then your body's able to fight any bugs and seasonal changes that are out there.
Exactly. Now, we have technology now to measure what your deficiencies are. The first technology we sell and we have recommended very strongly is a QRMA. Now, if you're really skeptical and you want to do blood, urine, stool tests, organic acids, I can do that too. The next level up is a bioplasm, and the one that I like best, which is the Bioplasm Extreme, is the Metapathia with 100 function. I can literally give you a machine, okay, and you can be in New Zealand or Johannesburg, South Africa, or Auckland, New Zealand, and I can log on TeamViewer 11, do the test live or have you record it, and I can actually look at the test data and tell you exactly what your diagnosis is in. Like, you got a right knee arthritis, you got a disc with a disc rupture on your left L4, you've got a multicentric astroglioma in your right medial temporal lobe, you've got a cat, you're developing early changes of glaucoma in your right eye, etc. It shows you everything, right down to your specific genes and biomolecules. Now, people say, that's not possible. I said, look, we'll just back it up with imaging studies. Now we have that. We can do blood tests, urine tests. Now we have 23andMe, for example, and Prometheus for $5 in 20 minutes. It can tell you exactly what your gene SNPs are. People say, Dr. Deagle, you can't do all that stuff. Yeah, I can, actually. I can tell your doctors or imaging study, and you're in Malaysia, what tests to do to identify which parts of your brain aren't working. I can say, hey, let's do a PET test and a PET scan after we do a quantitative electroencephalogram and a SPECT blood flow scan. And then we can do neuropsychological testing and look at the coherence pattern of frequencies across your cortex. And people say, you mean you can do that? I said, yeah, it's all available. Imagine when I walk in court and I've already got proven that somebody's got a brain injury and somebody else wants to say, we don't like you, Deagle. Too bad. Yeah. This is data. Data just blows away. I'm not talking about the Star Trek data. We're talking about real data.
Yes.
We have a caller. Just 1 second. And the caller, James in Oklahoma, wants to talk about a friend, hospital in round two of chemo. Go ahead, James.
I got a friend that's on chemo. And
paint by numbers chemo is what they're on, right? Because it's not based on genetic testing, right? Paint by numbers, I call it. You follow what I mean by that? I'm being sarcastic, but in other words, they have a protocol for this cancer or that cancer. They don't test the genetics of the cancer in the individual, right? So he's on round two. And how's he doing?
He's doing pretty bad.
Of course he is. Okay. Let me tell you, I was first trained in internal medicine in 1977, Vancouver General, second largest hospital complex on the planet. And I remember, because I was a really busy guy. I mean, when we were working during the day, I'd see on average around 240 patients a day. 240, not 24, not 48, not 100, 240. I would pronounce dead per day 45 people. Dead, D-E-A-D, dead. I do 12 things, taking Blakemore tubes, stop esophageal bleeding. I'd soap about maybe 20 people. I'd draw about 35 blood gases. I'd be assisting at surgery. I'd be resuscitating people, intubating them. You wouldn't believe all the stuff, okay? And I can tell you, when I was doing chemo, I remember getting some chemo and some hangnails, and the damn hangnails wouldn't heal. I said, damn it, this isn't good. Donna Rubinson's not good for my hangnails. So I went to the head of oncology, because I was a biochemist and finished my PhD at 21 in marine bacteriology and intermediate metabolism toxicology. And I was doing marine research on Vibrio marinus and genetics testing and so on. So I asked the oncologist, I said, why don't we give these people better nutrition or figure out what the genetics of their cancer is, and you know, try to target it directly for their condition, because most of these people have electrolytes in their boots. They haven't had a decent meal in 3 or 4 weeks. They look pale as hell. And when we give them the chemo, they usually get a call back to the floor in, you know, 6 to 8 hours, and they're in coarse V-fib, go to fine V-fib, and they never come back. I mean, even if I fry the hairs on their chest and give them a second-degree burn, they're not coming back. They got an appointment with Jesus. And he looked at me like, you're a problem child, aren't you? I said, you know, why don't we try to advance the science to figure out what's going on? Now, of course, in the many years since then, that's 77, I met Dr. Brzezinski about 30 years ago at the Research Institute in Texas. I've done research on the genetics of many illnesses in functional medicine. I teach in the Academy of Anti-Aging Environmental Advancement of Medicine. And I think it's an obscenity that we do pain binary chemo. It's an obscenity to use proton therapy or radiation for tumors. It's an obscenity not to do gene-based cancer treatment, including our nutraceuticals, which will starve the hexose monophosphate shunt for cancer, developed by Dr. Sven Giorgi that discovered the Krebs cycle. It's obscene that we don't do what's called get rid of the cancer stem cells, which we have with Cell Defense Plus, and with which is our special curcumin product that's nothing like anybody else in the world has. And we get rid of stem cells with our malignant arrest developed at Johns Hopkins University, and our ellagic acid, and high-dose power C, the only neutral vitamin C in the world, with full vitamin K2 minoquinone 7. So your friend should not be in this situation. It's obscene. Stay right there. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Back. So Now, how does this tie with Mount Red Velvet? Well, first off, if you're fighting cancer, you got to better be rebuilding the tissues. One of the really bad things about cancer, and includes, by the way, a drug that recently has some massive lawsuits, causes virtually 100% women to take this particular chemo drug for breast cancer to lose their hair, and it never comes back. So that drug company is going to get major sued for billions of dollars. Billions. Now, my primary recommendations are, number one, you need to be on our nutraceuticals to starve the tumor, repair the DNA, et cetera, and support your immune cells. Number two, you need gene-based cancer treatment of off-label use of drugs and possibly anti-neoplasms like at Brzezinski. We can do what's called immunological, like dendritic cell therapy, to augment your immune system to learn how to fight and kill that tumor. We have ways of doing that to actually extract your blood, take the cancer cell, RNA, and other things, and reactivate it so actually it makes a stem cell, a cancer cell, a leukocyte line that will actually attack your tumor. And then we need to augment that treatment with mild hyperbaric oxygen, a ketogenic diet, because cancer loves sugar like a teenager, and we use things like malignant rest, myco-D2, malignant block, elagic acid, full vitamin K2 and power C. We can actually repair the DNA, starve the tumor, which lives on sugar, and then start to try to return the genes back to normal or push the cells to what's called programmed cell death or apoptosis. So this doesn't at all sound like what the doctors are doing, because they're doing medicine that should have been stopped in the 1980s or 70s. But because of the medical system is a big industry, it's pretty damn hard to stop it because they've got connections to the state licensing authority. I supported for years the lawsuits that Brzezinski brought against the state licensing authority in Texas. And we won, but it took a lot of money and a lot of time for us to win. And the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, that, by the way, Rand and Ron Paul belong to and have been for years, to beat these guys at the State Board of Examiners, because they're defending old technology that's hurting and killing people. Now, it's bad enough to be corrupt. It's another to be corrupt and have a body count. Mm-hmm. So when you're trying to resurrect someone who's already going through chemo, you want to give them Mountain Red Velvet, too. You want their immune system to be robust. You want their cells to be good. You don't want their hair to fall out. You don't want their bone marrow to say, you know, it's nice knowing you. Because then you're going to end up not only with a platelet count drop and you may bleed out, or a super infection that'll kill you. So what do you think, James? Have your friend contact me, and I'll try to give him some directions. Initially, again, there's no charge at all for an email consult, but if he wants the full review, I have to review records. I have him scan the records and send him as an attachment, and then I'll give him options as to where he wants to go, what's in his budget. But nevertheless, never use radiation or proton therapy. Never use paint-by-number chemo. And if you're going to do surgery to debulk a tumor, remove the primary tumor either because it's ugly or it's blocking a viscous or a nerve or a vascular thing. You know, if you've got a metastatic tumor, just removing it without doing chemo first to stop the spread of cells through the lymphatics is stupid. You got to be on some form of way of suppressing those stem cells and the cancer from spreading when you do the surgery, because you make it spread. That's why we do sentinel node testing. When I've done the surgery, we actually have to remove the nodes too. So Mountain Red Velvet is one of the things that he should be on, as well as a whole range of Nutrimeds, and then we can line him up for all the other fancy things that we can do to make him survive and thrive and get rid of his cancer. You know, people should realize everybody gets cancer almost every day. It's whether or not the cancer escapes our immune system and starts to grow without control. So we want to make him healthy enough the tumor doesn't come back, we get rid of it and get him in remission. Thank you, Karen. And Stevie, there will be scheduled for the next show, and we'll be back in a minute with Ryan in hour number three. Coming up tomorrow, Care Park University, Dr. Bob Teal, back about the Hilda Beast, the Wicked Witch of the West, and Tim Alexander for a post-autopsy of the GOP convention, the start of the hot-as-hell Democratic National Convention.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.